And with that, go to the next page, which is questions. And I'm always, I experience this page with some trepidation about what's going to come after, but if anybody on the board has questions, I'm happy to answer them. And if I can, did someone say something?
I did. I was just going to ask for some clarification on this, the serial meetings.
Okay.
So, you know, my understanding is if there's a committee and two commissioners are working on it together and they have some information they want to share with the rest of the board, it would be most appropriate to send that to the superintendent to have her disseminate information. Is that correct?
That's probably the best way to
okay.
do it.
Yeah. Okay.
A serial meeting occurs where you send an email to, this is not a real life example, so nobody take this, Scott, but you send an email to Commissioner Sweeney. Commissioner Sweeney forced that on to Commissioner Edwards, and then Commissioner Edwards responds. And now you've got a discussion going amongst a quorum.
Right.
It's not one email, but it's a series of emails that can be constitute a serial meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense. I had a question, too. You spoke of political capital and things
political
like
bank
that.
Account.
I was just curious about this concept of appearance of fairness in the processes with how the board operates. I know that we've had some questions lately regarding the Open Public Meetings Act and, you know, what's the quorum of the majority and all these things that we've gone
right.
through. So can you speak to that at all, the appearance of fairness and the appropriate way to appear to be transparent?
There's a couple of things in that question. So appearance of fairness. People talk about a conflict of interest from time to time, and the conflict of interest doesn't really apply to a board such as this. There is a code of ethics for municipal officers that deals with your ethical obligations. The one that comes up most often, it may not in this with this board, is an interest in a contract that the board is executing. So if you had an interest, either a direct interest where you would benefit from the contract, or an indirect interest, you'd violate the code of ethics for municipal officers if that contract were entered into. And unfortunately, there's no recusal that saves you in that case. So that's one aspect of it. You need to understand the code of ethics for municipal officers. The other is an appearance of fairness. Sometimes you will have situations where the commissioner appears to be to have some kind of interest, not a financial interest, but some kind of interest that doesn't look or smell right to the general public. And so a commissioner will often recuse themselves from that discussion. They're not required to do that. We don't have a legal requirement for recusal, but it's kind of doing the right thing because it just doesn't have the appearance being unbiased in some way. You're too close to the issue in some way. It doesn't seem right.
Mm-hmm.
And even though there's no legal requirement, the best thing to do might say, you know what, I'm not going to participate in the discussion or vote. Those kinds of things, I think, do help your political bank account, particularly if it's an issue that is very sensitive in the community. And then the other part of your question was Open Public Meetings Act and its whole idea of a quorum and that kind of thing. We have had recently some discussion. I know the media has had some input into what constitutes a violation of the Open Public Meetings Act and so forth. I'm not going to talk about that here publicly because it's legal advice. I typically give my legal advice confidentially rather than in an open public setting. But in terms of transparency, you have to follow the law. I mean, in terms of both the Open Public Meetings Act and the Public Records Act. That's all I can tell you. That's the whole reason why we go through something like this, so that both the staff and the elected officials understand what the requirements are, and you do your best to comply with them. Now, the issue that we had recently is, quite honestly, it's a bit of a crazy issue. It really is. And that's why I made the point that, the Open Public Meetings Act, you can violate it if you know that you're violating. When it comes to gray areas, it is difficult to prove a violation of the Open Public Meetings Act.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense, right? It really does. But after going through something like this, hopefully everybody has a better idea of what the the issues are, there will still be marginal issues, like that are gray areas where we don't have a case or we don't have an attorney general opinion that's directly on point. But I always urge you to act conservatively. Act, and if there's ever any question about whether something is appropriate or not, get some advice from the attorney before taking a step, or you know, something like that. I hope that helps. Any other questions? Yes.
If so, individual commissioners don't have the authority, individual authority.
Right.
So responding or writing in a newspaper to a commenting or writing a newsletter, how does the commission, the board itself, get the information back, like respond to the media, if they believe the media has incorrect information?
What I would suggest is that you direct your manager, whether it be the superintendent or your chief, whoever is the appropriate manager in that case, to do that. That's very common with agencies to say, direct the chief to handle that issue, which is to get in touch with the media and to correct the issue, to send out a message to try and correct the error. The one thing I would say is, no, you as commissioners don't lose your right to speak publicly on these issues or speak to the media. It's not a legal issue. What I was trying to suggest is doing that undermines the board. You go out to the newspaper and you criticize the decision that was made by the board. That undermines the board's effectiveness. People can do it. You don't lose your ability to do that by virtue of being a commissioner, but I just don't think it's a good thing to do. Okay, I've talked for 2 hours. I'm terribly tired of sitting here listening to you.
Michael,
do you want to admit to that? Sure. There's one question here, Rich.
Yeah.
Regarding questions that we receive, the My Constitute of Public Records Act, you mentioned that you could be asked verbally and that could constitute a public meetings, I mean, not a public meetings, but a public records request.
Right.
Is there some obligation for follow-up on that? Can we be held accountable if someone asks us to do something and you forget about it, it's a long time later, and then you get a lawsuit in the mail saying, I asked you, right before the meeting on such and such date, is that a violation of the law? Is there some reasonable obligation of members of the public to follow up on that?
Well, I think that might fall within this fair notice requirement that I mentioned to you, which is you have to be on fair notice of a public records request. And depending on the context in which it was asked, and whoever it was directed to, right? It was directed to an EMT, for instance, a volunteer of the district. That might not be fair notice, such that a follow-up would be required in order for the agency to be on fair notice that there's a request that's being made. On the other hand, if a request were made verbally in a public meeting, maybe not. Right? I think it depends on the context. But my advice is that if you hear anything from a citizen that suggests that sounds like a public records request, talk to Pam so that she can follow up with it.
Right, of course. I'm just saying, all of us can receive questions from the public, and being human and being fallible, it's not inconceivable that one might forget. So
questions are different, though. Questions are not covered by the Public Records Act. Somebody has to say, I want to see this. I want to view this document. It has to be for an identifiable public record. So just questions about the district, you choose to ignore those if you wanted to, right? That it's not a Public Records Act issue. You can't be in violation of the act if you don't answer that question. So keep those two things separate. Requests for information are different. And there's no law that says you have to ever answer a question from the public. Doesn't mean we shouldn't. And we do answer many questions, but we're not required to under the PRA.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Appreciate it.
On executive sessions, I understand there are areas in which executive sessions are allowed, but it's my understanding that most, if not all of them, it's a question if they may go into executive session. They're not required to go into executive session. One prime example of that would be a personnel review. If the person who's being reviewed requests that it be open, then you can't go into executive session. Could you address that?
I think you could always go into executive session, but you are correct. The fact that you have an executive session purpose available to you does not mean that the commission must go into executive session.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly. As long as it's okay with Mr. Davis.
I don't mind this.
Since there's gray area, like you said, about the Open Public Meetings Act and the fact that on one hand you guys are saying two people can talk because you're a five-member board and that's, you know, they can't take action. But on the other hand, when they come to the meeting, the same two members can take action and it counts. So it kind of violates the spirit of the Open Public Meetings Act in the fact that you can't discuss ahead of time what is going to take place. So if, since there's gray area, the Attorney General's office has said there's, it would require an Attorney General's opinion to figure this out. Do you think the, in light of trying to maintain some political capital, that the hospital district should ask the prosecutor for an AG's opinion?
I don't feel comfortable in commenting on that issue because I have heard that that could be the source of a potential action, court action. So I'm going to reserve my comments just for the board and not in, in this session.
Thanks.
Thank you, Rich.
All right.
Appreciate it.